to order the House. The House Interim Committee on Health Care. And what's going on here?
I think I might have to.
We're trying to deal with some feedback here. What's it?
Is it the volume, do you think?
I wonder if we can move this up here, if that'll work better. Okay. Can you all hear me on the phone, or just any one of you answer?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So we need to get them on the tape, though. So that's, but hold on, that's okay.
I think we got it. Can you check? Can you hear them? Would somebody say something on the phone to test the...
This is Dennis Richard.
I'm here.
Can you hear
okay.
us
okay? Yeah. Yeah, we're fine. We want to make sure you're all on tape. The meeting is called to order. The purpose of the meeting will be to introduce for pre-session filing four bills. My intention was just to explain what we have in front of us and save the discussion of it until we have our House committee actually going. So I would appreciate just moving these into pre-session filing. We have, I'll be opening a work session on all of them. Sandy, do you have a list?
I do, Mr. Chair.
I'll open a work session on LC 1153, 1458, 1459, 1590, and 1590 includes, as you got in your email, a slight insert that they forgot to insert. Incidentally, Lori Freeman has worked on this monster and has done an extraordinary job, and it's now 458 pages long, and we expect it will be about twice that long before we're done with it if we continue to put in all the things in the bill that we think we need to. Most of those things are conforming amendments. We sent you a copy of each of these LCs and the website to 1590. In addition, I think you got email that included the insert for LC 1590. You have an index of this law done by Tom Burns that indexes the concepts to the sections in the bill. We think it's pretty much right. And you also got in the mail a comparison of the health fund board, the concepts in the health fund board report with the bill itself, although that concordance was built on the basis of the LC request rather than LC 1590 itself, but we think it's probably pretty close. That was done by the Office of Health Policy and Research, Tina Edlin's staff there, and I think will be very very useful. The four bills include the four LCs include the last LC we had talked about in the context of the health professional licensing boards. That would be LC 1153. That's the one that defines how a board, that if a board wants to create an impaired professional program, it provides the standards by which that program needs to be established. We worked hard to write it in a form that will allow the monitoring program to report problematic behavior both to the board and to legal authorities if it's necessary to do so. And we had to take that care because of the federal prohibition from making public any data in substance abuse treatment programs that come from the treatment program itself. So the attempt in this, and we'll talk about it, as I say, more in the early sessions, the attempt here is to build a firewall between the monitoring program and the treatment programs, so that at all times what the monitoring program finds out does not come from the treatment program and therefore can be acted on. We have also in the two 1458 and 1459, the two proposals that were produced by the administrative law section, or on behalf of the administrative law section of the bar, dealing with the question of legal processing and other issues around professionals that are being called in by the licensing board on suspicion of problems on their behalf. I'm not sure anybody is really sponsoring or pushing that, but we've agreed to pre-session file it, and we can consider it in the next session if there are enough people in the on the committee that wants to see it move forward. I also do need to tell you that the governor's staff has been working with some proposals on behalf of the governor and the executive sects of the various boards. Rather than, I've been asked, Claudia Black's asked me to tell you that rather than introduce their own concepts, they're going to work with us to amend the four concepts we have in front of us to take into consideration what it is that the governor's staff believes they need in. So she's asked me to tell you about that. We've had Corey Freeman's just joined us, and I want to say some more kind words that I already said in absentia for her in terms of the work she and the other folks at the LC's office have done getting 1590 together. It's been a yo person task, and we have a lot of admiration and gratitude for getting it in that shape. Let me open the floor for discussion. That's what. Yeah, why don't we get a motion first?
Make a motion. Do you want to have a motion for each of these individually so that there can be discussion that's relevant to each bill?
Whatever you prefer, Mr. Vice Chair.
I think that would be more appropriate. So
okay.
I would make a motion that LC 1153 be accepted as a committee bill.
And move forward for pre-session filing?
Yeah.
Okay. Is there any discussion on 1153? Is there any objection to the motion?
Mr. Chair.
Yep.
Since we're doing this conference call, I either need to know who's on the phone right now and document that, or I would encourage us to take a voice vote.
Let's take a voice vote. That's fine. Please call the roll on 1153.
Representative Bruin?
Aye.
Representative Cannon?
Here.
Representative Gelser?
Aye.
Representative Parker?
Aye.
Representative Maurer?
Representative Maurer?
Aye.
Representative Flores?
Excuse.
Vice Chair Cote?
Excuse.
Vice Chair Richardson?
Aye.
Chair Greenland?
Aye. So moved. Dennis, why don't we do 1458 and 1459 as a single motion?
All right. Mr. Chair, I would move that legislative concept number 1458 and 1459 be accepted as committee bills and entered for pre-settlement filing.
Pre-session filing, right?
Pre-session filing.
You're not in court today. Is there any discussion on 1158 and 1159?
1459.
I'm sorry, 1415, 1459. Would you call the roll, please?
Representative Bruin?
Aye.
Representative Cannon?
Aye.
Representative Flores?
Excuse.
Representative Nelson?
Aye.
Representative Parker?
No exception.
Representative Maurer?
Aye.
Vice Chair Kotek?
Excuse.
Vice Chair Richardson?
Aye.
Chair Greenlit?
Aye. Representative Harker, would you record your vote again, please?
Aye.
Thank you. So moved. May I have a motion on 1590, please? And in addition to that motion, Mr. Vice Chair, would you please include the insert to LC 1590 dated 12-10-08. There was a Scribner error on that, and the intention is to put that into the bill as it's, as the bill itself is created.
Okay. This is 1590. Mr. Chair, I would move that the committee accept for pre-session filing LC 1590, including the insert that was provided to the committee on dated 12-10-08.
Thank you very much, Mr. Vice Chair. Again, the we'll be happy to discuss this, although you only got it the 460 pages or so last night, but my intention would be to, as we move this forward for pre-session filing, to have the whole agenda after we adopt rules and things like that on January 16th devoted to discussion of this bill, including we've asked the Health Fund Board to take that opportunity to formally give their report to the committee, and chair of the board, Bill Thorndike, has agreed to introduce that discussion. So the intention would be to begin the discussion. For those of you that, let's see, everybody here but our esteemed vice chair will be back with us in the next session. What I've,
Representative Greenwood, I will not be back next
time. Oh, that's right. We're going to miss you. You're going to be off chairing education instead, huh?
I'm going to miss you.
Straightening out our education system.
I'm sure I'll come visit you often.
All right.
Mr. Chair, this is Dennis, Representative Richardson. I would like to be part of the discussion before we vote.
Yes, no, I was going to open up for discussion in a moment. Should be saying that one of the things that I'm hoping we'll do in the discussion is to ask people that have comments on the bill to prepare sort of amendments to it, not to ask the LCs to create amendments, but to put before the committee language that they would like to see the their amendment, including such language as delete section 23 through 42. I mean, that sort of thing. But and that as we discuss the bill, we'll discuss everybody's recommendations for changing it as we move along. This is our attempt to get before us the legislation required to start the Health Fund Board report moving, and I expect there's going to be a lot of interest in this bill. Representative Richardson?
Yes, Mr. Chair. I also think there will be a lot of interest in this bill, and I will support it being a committee bill because of the need for Oregon to seriously evaluate the entire form for providing health care in our state. As I look at the bill, of course, I have not had the opportunity to read it in its entirety. I see that we're consolidating power in what's referred to as the authority, which essentially creates an additional bureaucracy. And I would certainly hope that we will watch to make sure there is a counterbalancing reduction in the bureaucracy and the expense in those agencies which will be losing responsibility that is being transferred to the authority.
Oh, yeah. That's really going to be an important issue, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah, we don't want to end up with DHS as it is now, plus all the functions of DHS somewhere else and having... My hope is if we decide to go in this direction, we can make a clean break with the staff that goes with those functions, and that basically this is simply moving functions over from DHS, DCBS, and the Office of Private Health Partnerships into a new authority. And yeah, I couldn't agree more that if this is the direction we decide to go, because it's the right way to deal with health policy, we don't end up creating new bureaucracy. In fact, maybe we can hope we can create a little less as we move.
That would be a great goal, and I hope it's achievable. I think I represent a number in our body who oppose provisions that will automatically tie Oregon law into maximum allowable federal match limits, because that gives up authority for us to, as a body, debate whether or not we want to change limits. I think that a number of us would oppose further movement toward Oregon socialized medicine and Marxist principles. I think that we support, and I certainly support, public-private partnerships that recognize the free market principles that helped give success to our country in years past. And I think that that will always be one of the principles that many of us will be trying to apply any final drafts of this legislation with, this, to see how it qualifies. I think that we need to be careful about increasing subsidies for more and more people, because that expands, that, you know, that also would be an expansion of socialized medicine, which philosophically is contrary to my feelings on what's going to be best for our country long term and our state. Anyway, I really do support the idea that we're moving ahead. I think that going from committee to committee to blue chip commission is only continuing to avoid the responsibility to actually suggest reforms and how to pay for them. And we certainly do need access to health care for all Oregonians. That is quality, that is affordable, that is sustainable, and that is acceptable to the majority of Oregon voters.
President Richardson, except for your characterization of some things as socialized medicine, I think I agree with everything you said.
I know. Well, that's one area that you and I will philosophically see some differences on, but that's part of being in this legislative body, is to work toward compromise and reach something that is good for Oregon, even though it may not be philosophically perfectly in line with either of the polls.
I really do hope we can move this. Representative Maurer, who I expect may want to comment in a moment, and I have really talked about trying to create both a bipartisan and a bicameral atmosphere in this, and trying to work this through in a way that there may be elements of it that both sides hate and both sides love, that we can at least end up with something we all think moves the state forward, and that's
if we do not do that, then it's all for talk, because it's always, as we know, easier to kill reform than it is to pass it, and the only hope to pass a referendum would be to have a solid support by both sides of the aisle.
Yep. And I actually even remember a session where that sort of stuff was possible, and I hope we can recreate it this time. Representative Maurer, do you want to comment on this? I know you and I have had a chance to talk about it.
Well, I think we have a monumental task in front of us, and I guess one of my major concerns is our ability to deal with this bill in its 500-page document and actually come to a consensus on so many different areas. But there may be pieces of it that ultimately I cannot support, therefore I cannot support the bill.
I understand that.
And so...
let's try and minimize the number of those.
We are going to have to break it into pieces, or at least conceptually break this into pieces.
Yeah, and that's exactly why we started this, by providing the index that Mr. Burns has put together, where it allows us to look at it section by section and concept by concept inside those sections, because there's a lot of meat to the point. There are even some things that I think we'll find out when the health fund board comes to talk to us. There are some things that are in that report that are not, at least in detail, in this bill. But what I hope we have in front of us is, as Representative Richardson said, we worked in the interim, in the last interim. We then didn't come to conclusion. We worked in it in the 07 session and only came to conclusion to form a Blue Ribbon Committee. But now we have the Blue Ribbon Committee's report in front of us. I think it's our job now to figure out which of those things we actually want to get to work on. And I think it will be a task, but it's one that I really commit to trying to get everybody into the conversation. And Representative Maurer, I welcome the news that you'll be vice chair of the committee in the next session. And Representative Harker, the same. We should be a nice team.
There certainly is going to be a lot of focus on the issue.
Any other discussion? Okay, can we take the roll on the question to pre-session file 1590 and its insert dated 12-10-08. Would you please call the roll?
Representative Bruin?
Aye.
Representative Cannon?
Aye.
Representative Flores?
Excuse.
Representative Gelser?
Aye.
Representative Harker?
Aye.
Representative Maurer?
Aye.
Vice Chair Kotek?
Excused.
Vice Chair Richardson?
Aye.
Chair Greenland?
Aye. I do want to note that I excuse Representative Kotek in protest since she's luxuriating in Hawaii, but we'll excuse her anyway. So moved. Our first meeting, for those of us that will be back on the health care committee, will be Friday 1-16. And the order of business will be the report from the health fund board and the beginning of the process of discussing 1590, which will have a different number at that time.
Representative Greenwood?
Yes, ma'am.
Can I jump in the queue for a second?
Please.
I just wanted to say thank you to all of you for the opportunity to serve with you on this committee. I have especially enjoyed the tenor and the depth of the discussions that we've had in this committee. We've tackled some very difficult issues, and I think the folks on this committee represent a whole diversity of philosophies and viewpoints. And this committee has been a great way to respectfully air those and wrestle with those. And I've certainly learned a lot from each of you, and I look forward to working with you all in a different capacity. And thank you, Representative Greenwich, for being a chair that's been able to facilitate that. And then finally, if you see Lori Freeman, just offering her your thanks for the work that she's doing, drafting really big bills really fast, I think would be quite appropriate.
Thank you very much. It really has been a great pleasure working with this group. Several of us will be back, Representative Bruin, Representative Maurer, Representative Harker, Representative Cannon. Let's see, am I missing somebody coming back? I think that's it. And we'll have Representative Thompson joining us in the next session, who's had a lot of experience in this field, and some other of the newcomers who are going to add. Representative Kotek's coming back as well, so, yes. And it should be a very good committee. We'll also be working very closely with the Senate folks as we move along, and the hope is that we can come to some, both, as I say, bipartisan and bicameral agreement on it, so it will save the process. It's not going to be an easy time, but I do want to thank you all for your efforts in the interim and your efforts during the last session, and I look forward to getting back to work soon.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
And finally, we have to thank our wonderful committee staff. Oh. Sandy's sitting here next to me, and she's done an extraordinary job. And she'll be continuing to harass me again in the next session. I'm looking forward to that.
Even harder.
We're adjourned. Thank you all very much.
Thank you.